Name someone you want to forget. You know, usually it is, I can't remember their name, right? And we get upset about that. But there are times that there's people we want to forget. Well, that's not the memory test for this morning. Name someone you will never forget. Think about it. You know, it might still be people who are living this day. It could be those who have preceded us in death. You know, there are people that have touched our lives in unique ways. And you know, if you grew up in a community and you were educated in that town and, you know, maybe even married in that town and you stayed in that town for a long time, there's that opportunity to build those relationships that really bind people together. Well, here's the next question. Name someone you did forget but didn't mean to. You forgot to call them, you forgot to tell them happy birthday, you forgot to tell them happy anniversary for their wedding, you forgot to send a get well card, you forgot to get them something from the store that they had asked you to pick up. That's meant for husbands. Sometimes the people say, we will never forget. They are the people that we sometimes forget, that we haven't thought about in ages. Is it hard to forget where you left your keys? Is it hard to forget? Did you turn the light off? Is it hard to forget if you're going on vacation, did you change the thermostat? But we find ourselves so rushed, so bombarded. Life is hectic. In many ways, we find ourselves mentally slipping. The scripture reminds us that it's not all about names and keys and things like that. It's not about thermostat settings. It's not about, you know, I can't name the teacher in the third grade at such and such a school. It is about Jesus. My heart drops when I hear on the news that a parent forgot their child, left him in the car seat. Somebody had to break in the window to try and rescue that child, and at times, it has been too late. And we ask ourselves, how can you forget someone special like your child? And yet, our world, on a far greater average, has forgotten God. Our nation has forgotten God. We have begun to be consumed by the creation instead of surrendering and remembering and praising and worshiping the Creator. We have decided how brilliant we are so we don't have to think about God. And we have decided how independent and free we are so we don't need God. So in the United States of America, the average worship attendance is declining. It's not increasing. Congregations are getting smaller, not increasing rapidly, even though the population in the United States is growing. And the question is, how does that happen? And the answer is, we are forgetting God. We have consumed ourselves with something else, or many things else, so that we just simply don't have time, we don't have need, we don't have vision, we don't have those moments where we just sit down, and as the Bible says, and be still, and know that the Lord is our God. In the lessons today, you have the prophet Isaiah being called to serve God. And he is reminded that even in his wickedness, that God has a purpose for him. And so you have those coals, those burning hot coals, and the angel brings them and touches his lips. And the Lord God calls out with mission and purpose. And Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me." In the second reading, we hear again from the apostles about how they treated the Christ. The messages, the sermons, the miracles of healing, the miracles over nature and everything else. And when it came to the time in history that we call Holy Week, they forgot about God. They forgot all the Old Testament prophecies. They forgot that which God had spoken through the prophets, and they set it aside because they had a plan, and it was for their own survival. And in the gospel reading, you have Nicodemus, who becomes a believer but is having a struggle about how can that happen? How can one be born again? And again, he sees himself as trying to manage this new birth, rebirth, new creation, and he doesn't see a way for him to do it. He sees no way for himself to move forward, to be brought forward. And what he's forgetting is, he's forgetting it's God who gives the gift. Our new life in Christ isn't about our own power, it's about God's power. Our rebirth and baptism is not about the preacher who does it, and it's not about the parents who bring it, and it's not about the child who's going through it, but it is about God changing the very heart of that person and renewing their mind, even though, as an infant, they may not have the vocabulary to tell you all about it. It's about God. And we forget that. It seems like the only time that we really think about God is when we tried everything else. You know, you go to your toolbox, for example, you got a project going on in the house, and you tried this tool, you tried that tool, you tried this, you know, and on and on. And you're about ready to give up. You've even YouTubed what you're trying to do and to see if there's another method. And we forget that there is a power. There is a source, there is a knowledge that is eternal and complete. We set aside God. We get in our cars and we don't think about God go with us. But that beep, 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 oh yeah, you're supposed to fasten your seatbelt because it's the law. We get out of our cars. How many of you, maybe don't raise your hand, have ever tried to get out of your car without unbuckling? It's embarrassing. How soon we forget. We in our society today have forgotten how we were able to do life without some of the things we have today. How did we have a full life without cell phones? The young people today, just that is so far outside their box. You know, and on and on. Our microwave, our girls were young, our microwave in the kitchen went out, and the girls were all in panic, and they were genuine about it, and they were going, "How are we going to cook?" The things of this world, we don't want to forget. We pay attention to the latest and the greatest. We buy rapidly and rampantly, you know, the technology and the tools and the resources. And we go to the restaurants when they open up right away. But we have forgotten to take time for God's word, God's message, and the life we have in Christ. We set him aside for whatever is interesting our heart, grabbing our heart, the passions of our heart at the moment. So the answer to the question, why would we have a Sunday called Trinity Sunday? It's because you need reminding. There's no ding, ding, ding button in your car. I don't think the government will allow it. Remember to take God this morning. you know. There's no ding, ding, ding in your car when you get out because you left your headlights on that says, remember to go in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing by your bedside except maybe the alarm clock that has a buzzer that says, it's time to get up. But there needs to be another message right there that your day, your very day begins in Christ. And when you go to bed at night, the message is you rest in Christ. Stress levels are up. Medication prescriptions are increasing. People's anxiety levels are off the chart. We have forgotten God. It doesn't have to be that way. That's the greatest news ever. When it says God so loved the world, he sent his only son so we wouldn't forget him. That he would do something so miraculous, so outside of our box and our own capability, that he would rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. In one of our confessions of sin, we talk about how, you know, we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We are in bondage to the thinking of this world. We are held captive and hostage by the foolishness of our own sinful flesh. And yet, it is Christ who frees us. Christ came so that no one would perish, that no one would continue to be a victim of their own sinful nature or the power of the devil. How can we forget God with a Savior like him? So we remind you today that indeed when you rise in the new life of Christ that he's given you through the water and the word. When you go throughout your day, you journey in the name of Christ to be his witness, to praise him, to give him thanks, to acknowledge that all that you are and all that you have is because of him. And at the end of the day, when you have failed maybe, or things didn't go smoothly, or new challenges have arisen, or your health is miserable, at the end of the day, and you climb into bed, you are reminded that your rest is peaceful because God sent his son for you. There is no other source in the world will do for you what Christ did for you. And so every day, remember God. Every day, live for God. Every day, live because of God. Every day, go with God. Every day and every night, it's God. Amen.